The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. And if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. You guys awake? Is 8 o'clock really that early for you? Goodness, what time are you guys going to bed? All right. So who here has ever gardened before? Rose bushes? Gardened things with buds and stuff like that? Okay, hands down. So for a rose bush, let's say, and for probably true for most plants, when it starts growing and there's a whole, like the flower is bloomed and it's already done, what do you have to do with that flower in order to keep the plant healthy and everything? You gotta water it, sure.
You gotta trim the flower.
Yes, there's a word for that. Starts with a P. Prune. Just like we heard in the gospel today, right? So you have to prune that bush. And really for a lot of plants, when you're gardening, you have to actually prune them to make it so that they're healthy, so that they can grow more, so they can become much more fuller and beautiful in their being. So the same is true for us. Christ tries to prune us. Quite often, he tries to prune us. This usually happens with, you know, little sufferings, little annoyances, little prunings. So, when your little brother or sister is annoying you, or your older brother and sister is annoying you, and you have to kind of just accept that's what they're doing because they're your sibling. That's a big part of being able to grow in the spiritual life, is being able to accept that and join to the cross, join ourselves to Christ's suffering. Because this is how he prunes us. This is how he kind of helps shape our soul so that we can prune these little things off of us and we come just like the rose bush, just like the plants. We're able to become much more fuller. We're able to become much more beautiful in our being. Does that kind of make sense? Yeah? Okay. I think I had a couple more points, but my brain's... So this requires two things. In order to be pruned by God, by Christ, it requires two things. First, that we know, love, and serve Jesus Christ. Who here knows, loves, and serves Jesus Christ? All your hands better be up. I know you're tired. Hands up. Everyone knows, loves, and serves Jesus Christ if you're here. That's just kind of how it works, right? All right. So the second thing, we have to allow him to do this pruning in our lives. We have to work with him. So imagine that rose bush is like trying to be pruned by the gardener, and that rose bush starts attacking the gardener, when really that gardener is trying to actually help him and save him and cure him and make him healthy. That rose bush isn't cooperating with the gardener at that point, right? Or if it's trying to like move out of its way all the time, "Oh, don't touch me, I don't know you, go away," that doesn't work. But if instead that rose bush allows itself to be pruned, even though it hurts a little bit, I can't imagine that it feels good for the rose bush to have a whole limb of itself chopped off. but if it allows itself to be pruned, it's much more healthier. It's able to grow. Again, the same is true for our spiritual life. If we allow ourselves to be pruned like that rose bush, if we don't fight against it, if we don't try and get out of the way of the pruning, it makes it that much easier for Christ to work in us. He is the divine gardener. He is the one that prunes our souls. And so we need to work with him. We need to be open to him working in our lives in that way. And so, again, the two things we need in order for this to work is we need to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ. We have to have that relationship. We have to know the gardener. And second, we have to allow him to work on us. And again, this usually looks like little sufferings, little things we can offer up throughout the day. Oh, you know, I didn't get the perfect score I wanted on the test that I took yesterday or the day before, but, you know, Lord, I did my best, so I offer that discouragement up to you. I didn't get the toy I wanted, so, Lord, it upsets me I didn't get that, but you know what? I offer that to you. Oh, this food that mom or dad made, I don't particularly care for, but I'm going to eat it because it's good for me, and I'm going to offer that up to you. Those are all little sufferings that we experience throughout our lives. And I'm sure there's many, many more than that, but we don't have time to cover an exhaustive list of all that. But if we can know Christ, love him, and serve him, and then if we can allow him to prune us, we will be much better for it. And so will our spiritual lives.